This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Tech Tuesday.
It is indeed Tech Tuesday time at 26 minutes after 2 o'clock. Let's talk a little bit about affordable calling, right? And changing the way phone calls are made across the continent. Now, we know, and how many of us actually, you know, get an opportunity to travel? And when we travel, the biggest issue, I know many of you can speak to this, is how much it actually costs to make an international call, right, on your phone. Yes, we've allowed data to take the hold of it, and you know, there's now called WhatsApp calling, but WhatsApp calling also requires the other individual to also have access to the internet to be connected so that you can make the WhatsApp call, right? But how many of us actually find ourselves spending so much money on just making phone calls internationally? Some of us got families abroad. Some of us want to travel and still want to be able to have those business meetings and still be able to keep track of everything else. And calling, calling has become quite a luxury for many of us. And that's where Talk 360 actually comes in, because they introduce a model of affordable calling that is really changing how we connect with each other across the continent. We know that for emerging middle class, picking up the phone to call a family member or even a friend in another country is something that we take for granted. But for tens of millions of people across the country and the continent, calling remains an unthinkable luxury. So to talk to us a little bit about 360 or Talk 360 is Dean Hine, who's the managing director and the co-founder of Talk 360. Dean, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. And thank you, and thank you to and hello to your listeners.
Let's talk a little bit about it. Talk 360. What is it exactly?
Talk 360 is actually really basic. It's just an app that allows you to make calls locally and internationally, and that's simply what we provide as a service, and that is an affordable service. And I think you've summed it up in your intro that, you know, we still use a technology that allows users for the caller to have the app, but the receiver does not need to have the app, nor do they need to have a smartphone. So you can literally call a featured phone, or you can even call a landline for that matter.
Whoa! So I can have a 3310.
Yeah, you can have a 3310 for that matter. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So talk to us about the beginning of it. I mean, why did you decide to start this way, and where is it now, and exactly, and we'll go into how exactly it works.
I think the start is not really about us pioneering a technology, because the technology has been out there, but it's the value chain that we've created around the technology that's quite critical to seeing the, you know, the uptake in Africa specifically. And what it is really because you know, as you'd mentioned in your intro, that there's still a lot of people that have zero internet penetrations in some countries, or have, and if they do have, it's only in the urban areas, and not all everybody that's moving comes from the urban areas, and communication becomes a hindrance with that in mind. And we have not really developed the technology. We've just enhanced that to be able to give people who are generally neglected in the digital space access to technology that they can now use readily. And how we did that was simply by doing two things. One, you know, digital services are generally consumed by people with online capability to transact. We've literally gotten rid of that completely. You can do online transacting, but we also give you an option to buy your traditional airtime for Talk 360. So you can walk into a spaza shop and buy Talk 360 airtime and top up your account and call anywhere in the world. So that's the one way we looked at it in terms of having a accessibility for the underserved, if you want to call that, and also looking at supporting over, you know, for example, in Africa alone, we support over 25 currencies. So that just gives people that, you know, access to a service that was not readily available to the developing market.
Got you. And Dean Hina is going to get into it. And if you've got questions for him, 0861-987-000, here's a way. It's an affordable way of being able to make those calls. How does the technology work? We'll get into that after this. Right now, though, it's 2:30. Let's get your latest in Power News. Yes, you have to get out because this is my studio. Thank you for going.
Power Lunch with Faith Mangope.
It is 24 minutes to go before the top of the hour. We're still in conversation with the managing director and the co-founder of Talk 360, Dean Hine. We're talking a little bit about how to build interconnectivity, especially when it comes to, you know, the way that we make calls between continents. They've developed an app that allows us to actually make calls and he'll tell us how this technology works. Not even with those that have got a smart device. You don't even have to have a smartphone. You don't have to have internet. And you can use a landline. So app to landline kind of tech. And he's saying that this is not tech that is new. They're just being able to basically enhance the existing technology. Dean, I want us to speak a little bit about how this technology actually works. Because as soon as you said, it's not even about connecting with a smartphone to smartphone. Yeah. Because I would have taken it from an app to app, right? So if we both have the app, then it should work. It's not even app to app. It's I don't even have to have a smartphone. And I can actually do it from app to landline.
Yeah, so obviously as an app, the caller would need to have the app. So that scenario is clear because we are an app. But the recipient that you're calling doesn't need to have an app, nor do they need to have a smartphone. Hence why you can make calls to also a landline and that CDC chain example you gave earlier on.
How does it work?
It's really just voice over IP. It's nothing fancy about the technology. It's just voice over IP that we use. And most of these, most of the calling apps in the world use that technology in some form, shape, or other. But we really just simplified that in making sure that it's a simple, basic way of calling over the internet using a hybrid model where there's an element of connectivity for the caller with airtime. But it still works out cheaper in the bigger scheme of things.
Okay, then help me out here, Dean. Yeah, because I was going to say, let's simplify the technology a little bit.
As an example, we charge to call a mobile number from South Africa to South Africa. So if I'm calling you from my Talk to City app to your mobile number, it would be 39 cents a minute. Of charging we do to you in that case. So
irrespective of peak time or off peak, because by the way, peak time is
There's two things that you'd look at in our market. You have peak time, and then you'd have what we'd call on net calls. So on net calls be if you're calling to one mobile operator, the same mobile operator. So if you're on the same mobile operator, you have different rates, discounted rates. But then you have peak time and off peak. But we're just saying irrespective of the cell phone number you're calling and what time you're calling it, it will be 39 cents a minute.
Sure. Okay. Simplify the tech. I find it so fascinating how this works. As I said, I love tech. So help us out here. So what connects now? So let's take the phone call. Faith, I'm using my mobile phone. I've got your app, no?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna call the Power FM landline, no?
Yes.
How does it work? Because now we're using two different frameworks. So Power FM landline will probably be connected by Telkom. Yeah. Faith's phone will probably be connected by, let's say, Vodacom, MTN, Cell C and the like, right? Yeah. What do we use then to simplify this?
Okay, I'll try and make it as simple as possible. How that works is one Faith takes a Talk360 app, dials the Power FM landline. We receive that call. We send that call via the internet. And then via the internet, we will then look at the nearest tower or nearest connection point that the exchange actually that the landline of Power FM uses, and reroute that call via the internet to that specific exchange, which would receive the call on behalf of the Power FM landline.
So you're taking it from Telkom and you're taking it to the internet into Faith's phone.
Yeah, so I'm taking it from my phone as an app. So you've done it the other way around. So if I'm calling from the app, we reroute the call that you would be doing as Faith on your mobile number via the internet. But for somebody at Power FM to receive that number, we would then obviously go through the exchange of that landline, and then you would have to receive the call in that way. And the reason why I think it would be a follow-up question that you have is that we are also obviously piggybacking on the infrastructure of the networks from a receiving point of view. So as a receiver. Like in any other technology, when you receive a call, you would connect to the nearest tower that is available for your operator. We do the same, and we have to pay for that as an interconnect fee for you to connect that call as a recipient. Hence, our rates are also determined by what we get charged in each country or each mobile operator for us to reroute calls for the recipient to receive.
What has been the and the engagement around it? I mean, you're speaking about piggybacking off existing networks, right?
What has
been the response to that? Because in one way or another, is it not a little bit taking away, and you'll be able to speak to this, potential business from them? Because I don't need them now.
Well, it's twofold. You actually do, because if you're receiving the call, you're still going to use the tower. I would have to pay for that connection for you to be able to receive that, which is normal practice within how telecommunications would work, that the recipient of the call, even in the normal traditional format, has a connection fee for that would be paid to the mobile operator for them to actually connect you as a recipient of that call. So that's the element that we need. So because we are an OTT service, and we're classified as what they call over-the-top services, we do not have a reliance on having our own infrastructure. So to answer your question, do you not need them? You do to a certain extent, but I also look at them as, you know, I still think that we could probably look at a later stage, the mindset changing around us as an alternative a service, mm-hmm. and actually collaborating with the networks, not being seen as those other guys that are somewhat looked at as competitors to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to be finding ways of making connecting affordable across the continent, right?
Yes,
automatically, yes. Then that puts you above par. 39 cents, for example, as a rate, that already puts you above par when it comes to existing networks. And this is exactly what it's speaking about being able to, and I want to call it democratizing the telecommunication space, right? And opening up markets for players such as yourselves to come in and offer services that are more affordable to people. I would rather pay 39 cents, for example, than have to pay $2.50 per minute, where sometimes, depending where you call, it can actually go up to R5 minute, right? And that's just the reality of how telecoms is working right now. Yeah. And you're saying, no, I can scrap all that and you can keep to my 39 cents a minute.
Yeah. But again, just to clarify that also, you know, the example I gave you was just South Africa. Obviously, each country would have a rate, and within the app, if you go into the app itself, you can actually look at each rate for each country that we charge where you call it. So, you know, you're not making a call in blindness. And we also try to be as transparent as possible to allow you to also, see your call duration and how much it costs you for every call that you make. So, if, for example, you call South Africa at 39 cents, you had 5 minutes, it'll tell you you call for 5 minutes, and this is the amount of money that we charge for 5 minutes. So that level of transparency that sometimes in the traditional telecoms is always not seen, where people feel like, I'm being ripped off all the time. And I think that's always the stigma that's always attached to telecoms operators, telecoms companies in general, where we're just seen as always fleecing the market and not actually trying to help the market communicate at an affordable rate.
0861 987 000. Let's go to Olifantsfontein. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And you, sir? Go ahead.
Nice conversation there. But then I just want to check in terms of the security, because if these guys, they don't own infrastructure, how do they then get the information from the towers? Because in a telco space, the simple thing, you authenticate your SIM and whatnot via the tower where you base. But then in this regard, how do they get access to the information, and how safe is that technology?
That's a good question, Colin.
Okay,
Dean.
Yeah, very good question, and I think we what we do in our model is very simple, and I'd mentioned that we're a web provider. So what we do is that, and I'd mentioned that even what we charge is predetermined, but what we get charged for those connections to the towers. And what we do is that upfront we actually buy wholesale minutes on a global scale. So we would buy minutes that we would then consume, and then we would pay for them for all the connections that we would have done with all the different mobile operators globally. So it's really quite a basic technology. And if you look at in the market in telecoms, you can even go to any of the big providers. You can buy wholesale minutes and actually consume them. But how we consume them is that obviously we play in that global wholesale minute space, and we buy them from different providers globally, mostly some of the large ones. We don't have direct connections with the operators themselves. We'd look at a big wholesale provider that already has direct connections with the networks themselves, and we'd buy bulk from them. For every time we connect a call to a face in South Africa, we would pay for that call that we've connected via that the network or the provider that Faith would use for her to receive that call.
So you buying wholesale minutes from the network providers,
yeah.
And then you then supply us at a lower rate almost.
Yeah.
Then how
do
you make your money, Dean?
We do, and I think also it also plays down to two things. One, the bulk buying. I mean, I think in any business, when you're buying bulk, you can always negotiate a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one part that we do. And And also because, I mean, if you look at our model, you know, we're an over-the-top service. We don't have any infrastructure debt. We don't have any underlying capital outlay. So the biggest outlay we have is servicing the app, making sure that the app is up to date, adding new features. And I mean, in South Africa, for example, we're looking at also creating opportunities for people to become part of the ecosystem, where we've started what we call a referral program, where we're having a lot of guys that are signing up as agents. And what they do is that every agent is then creates his own code on our referral portal. That code he uses for people to download the app, and they also make a little bit of money. So it's growing that whole ecosystem as well as part of the value chain that I'd referred to earlier, that we're trying to make sure that it's not just a one trick pony, but also allow other people or third parties to become part of the ecosystem of Talk 360.
Yeah. Security?
That's the big thing. I mean, I think, let's talk about, I think if we look at security, we'll look at it from two elements. One is the privacy part. I think that's what everybody's always, trying to find, how private are you guys in terms of me as a person or as a consumer. I mean, you'll see when you register for Talk 360, all we ask you is for your phone number and your email address, nothing else, because we need your phone number, because obviously to activate your app. From a security perspective, and also because we as a service actually do something what we call CLI traffic. What that means is that Faith calls Dean from her Talk 360 app. When I pick up your call, if I have your number on my phone, I'll just see it as a normal call from Faith. So it doesn't even look like you're calling me from an app, because I'll just see Faith. Oh, I've got the number. Oh, that's Faith calling me from a normal call, looking like a normal call. Then I'll be able to pick it up. So we also use your number for identifying you when you're calling the recipients.
Sure. 0861-987-000. Colin, have you been answered?
Partly, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
If the app is sort of immune to sort of men in the middle and that type of cloning, because the danger here, if, like I said, if they don't own infrastructure, somebody must ensure that this technology is safe, and nobody's going to clone and take some people's information and use it for
Well, we're seeing it with the likes of TransUnion and all of these kind of digital-based...
Exactly. So how do they, how it happens is some bad guy can just set up a base station in between and clone men in the middle. And then that information travels through. You think that you're connecting via the normal tower, whereas in reality, your information is being extracted. And before you know it, people's information is out. It's everywhere else, where it's not supposed to be.
Help us, Colin. Help me understand this. So how would it work? So it diverts. So let's say the evil guy, that's X, right, Mr. X? Mr. X puts in his infrastructure, and Mr. X diverts my information from reaching the tower to reaching him?
Yeah, so they'll get your information, basically. They'll get your number. Some can even use that to source your IDs or whatever the case may be. You understand all that? They all remember when you phone anyone everywhere else in South Africa. How it happens that call will be routed via the closest tower where you stay. So they'll know this is Faith from Johannesburg. Yeah. So everything else goes back to the tower there to be authenticated.
Gotcha.
So if there is a man in the middle. And this technology runs, but not on top of the infrastructure that I forgot the company that they own that infrastructure. It becomes a problem, because then who then takes responsibility if something goes wrong? So if in this case there's a man in the middle here, and then my information, like I'm calling power, but there's a man in the middle that captures this information. I'm using Vodacom or Telkom. Telkom should take responsibility for that, because it means there's a security breach for that. In this regard, who takes the responsibility?
Okay.
That's a really good question, but I think it's let's deal with it in twofold. Okay. One, I don't think there's no man in the middle that Colin keeps referring to. We're buying these minutes. There's anything you purchase, there's a contractual obligation, both sides, for security and for some other obligations you'd have when you're purchasing something. So there is an obligation from both sides to make sure that this is secure and safe, because we're buying it. It's not free from us to connect to a tower of a cell phone operator. So the security is done on both sides. I mean, security is always an issue that everybody talks about in terms of, one, the cloning, which is a valid point. But the fact that we're not piggybacking, we're actually purchasing, there's contractual obligations on both sides to make sure that that doesn't happen, because there's a fee that is associated with it. So when you're just doing a free service, then it is then he, you know, Colin would have a valid point in that sense that, you know, there's no obligation both ways, because there isn't a fee or some sort of contractual obligation from both the provider of the service on our side and those that we're buying the services from.
Hmm. Let's go to Pretoria East. Sima, hi.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, hi.
I've been using that app for a very long time now, I think 4 or 5 years now.
Wow.
What it has done is that in my travels, I've managed to call home, I've managed to connect with. I'll give you an example. There's a mate of mine who's a pilot at Qatar Airways, and he's all over the world as his job requires. And I can tell you now, the amount of money that I used to spend to what I spend in terms of the connectivity charges for Talk 360, it will blow you away. It will seriously blow you away.
So you save an exorbitant amount as opposed to what you would be paying on a normal network.
And as long as you've got that proper connection with the internet and you can make that call, I can tell you now. I mean, even the likes of WhatsApp had serious problems in terms of connectivity and also the reliability of and the quality of the calls. I haven't experienced that myself, and I've had it for, I think, 5-6 years now. I don't know. I can't even remember. It's been such a long time. I've traveled to Kenya the one time, and I could just simply call home for whenever. I mean, whenever on end, I could call my kids, I could call my wife, and just check up on them. And I've got mates, like I say, from high school, who are all over the world. So we gently and easily keep in touch. So I'm happy and kudos to the brother for such an innovation.
Thanks very much, Sima, for sharing your experience as well. Dean, though, it always all speaks to even the one thing that we tend to get wrong, and sometimes calls don't go through because of network, because of data, but sometimes also because of these dialing codes, right? Yep. Somehow in the air, there's just like a disconnectivity. And no matter how much you do, +2, whatever, or +001, it's just a mess.
Yeah.
How do we, and in this, in using this app, does it simplify that? Because calls don't go through simply because that +0, what is even the plus? So you have to do +001. I hate that thing. +001, and then you have to start with the number.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the things that we'd experience quite a bit. We still do. I mean, people, it's sometimes it's pure human error and not more than anything else. But what we've also done is in the app itself, we've actually added a feature. When you dial the number, it'll actually show you the country code that you're calling to first. So if it doesn't come up with the country you call in the US and it doesn't show you that the country code is actually the US, then obviously you're doing something wrong there. So also some of the stuff, you know, you can only minimize so much of the human error part, but, you know, there's always going to be an element of human error in dialing a number in some shape or form.
Yeah. How do you see this innovation opening up space for other players? You know, what you've done is as I said, it's democratizing telecommunications and utilizing a much more less stringent way of being able to democratize this. But it also gives way for other players to start thinking about, hey, hold on a second.
Yeah,
we can actually open up the market much more than we had anticipated.
I think it's, you know, the advantage of the evolution of technology is exactly that. You know, opening up the market for other opportunities, giving the consumers options. I think the key to that is that you're able to give the consumer options. And I'm always all for it. That, you know, the more the merrier for the consumer's perspective, not necessarily for me, but for the consumer's perspective. But and I see this as an opportunity for people to start looking at digital services as a way forward in Africa. I think some of these services, like what we have now, is something that's been available in Europe and in the US for quite a long time. But, you know, if you had downloaded from South Africa, first you would have had to buy stuff in dollars, and you would have only had to have a credit card to do that. And we've allowed that digital divide to be minimized by actually creating a voucher where people can buy for cash or do online in South Africa's instance. But I mean, if you go to Kenya, for example, you can buy with M-Pesa, which is their way of transacting. So creating that ecosystem where anywhere in Africa and how people transact in those regions in Africa, the product is readily available for people to consume, whether it be how you buy and your local currency, which is quite critical to the whole process.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys speak to what, more than 40 currencies?
In Africa alone, we do over 28 currencies, and globally we do about 45 currencies, and we've got customers in 179 countries, paying customers. And we support, I think, over 60 different payment options.
And how many people do you have using this tech?
Globally, we're looking at about 2 billion plus. And in South Africa, one of the fastest growing markets at the moment is over about 60,000 at the moment, active users at any given time. And then you obviously have people that use this for, you know, for the different things. Like, for example, there's people that I know, some friends of mine, would consume it only when they travel, because that's an option that they have to use on travel. You'd have people that are inactive at a certain point in time, but active at a certain point in time. But if you look at the active numbers, it speaks to the people that are looking at calling, like the SMMEs that use it, call it locally for business. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a big, for example, one of our biggest markets at the moment is the foreign national contingent in South Africa that uses it to call home, because not all of the people that are here in South Africa as foreign nationals come from the capital cities, and they come from remote areas all over the different destination countries that they're from. And in those areas, connectivity is still a challenge.
Got you. Let's go to Pretoria. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Mama.
Yeah, this is Martha. Yes, I'm just excited that you're talking about this Top 360, which I've been using for more than 8 years.
Sure.
I was based in Saudi Arabia. I was working there, SNS.
Yeah.
And I would call home. I would call almost everybody that is on my contact list. I will talk to my mom for more than an hour, and I will only pay about 33 rand.
Rand for an hour?
Yes.
You?
I know you're not going to believe me.
No, because wow. Yeah?
Because it's a mother. You would call everybody everywhere in the world. Even now, as I'm talking to you, I'm using the app.
Thank you, Martha.
You're saving money.
As long as you've got your internet connection, you've got your, you've recharged, I normally buy it with my credit card, and then I will buy about 270, 250 or so, $10 dollars. And then it will last me for a month.
Sure.
It is so unbelievable. I don't know. I am so excited because I've been the user of this app. I know it. And all my friends and colleagues in Saudi Arabia that are South African-based, we are using it to connect with people at home.
Thanks for sharing, Martha. You know, it's so funny how much I spend when I travel. I even tell them, don't call me. All right? Well, as long as not an emergency, don't call me.
It takes that away.
Yeah.
It really takes that away. I can call anybody in the US, I call anybody in the European countries, I'll call anybody in the Asian countries. It is so unbelievable.
Thanks for sharing, Martha. Dean, very quickly as we wrap up, how do I get a hold of you guys and how do I download the app? It's Talk 360.
Yeah, just to Talk 360 International Calling. It's available in the App Store, the Play Store, and in the Huawei Store. And it's a free download. And then you just register, like I said, with just your number or an email, and Bob's your uncle. And you can play around with it. And if you want to contact support within the app, you can do that as well. Or you can get hold of us at support@talk360.com.
Love it. Dean Hine there. Thank you very much. The managing director and co-founder of Talk 360. I love it. I love to hear about innovation that you are all using. I didn't know. Here I am paying an arm and a leg, and I even tell people, don't speak to me when I'm out of the country. And I could be calling everybody on my call list. Yeah, you are in the dogs. From now on, I'm going to call all of you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.